CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday, the 28th of November 2021. Here are the main news headlines. Centenary of Transatlantic Amateur Signals. RSGB features in ICQ podcast. National Radio Centre holiday season openings. December 2021 marks the centenary of the first amateur radio signals crossing the Atlantic. Signals from the USA were received by Paul Godley, 2ZE, at a specially prepared receiving setup at Androssen in Scotland. From the 1st to the 26th of December, all UK and Crown Dependency licensees may add the suffix stroke 2ZE to their amateur call sign to mark the centenary. A programme of celebratory events will take place throughout December on both sides of the Atlantic. More details will be included in next week's GB2RS News. Meanwhile, you can learn more on the story at transatlantic.org.uk. The team at ICQ Podcast invited the RSGB to have a chat with them in their latest episode. RSGB President Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, talks about the IARU Region 1 Workshop. ESC Chairman Tony Kent, GAPBH, gives an update on training and exams, whilst the General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, and Communications Manager Heather Parsons discuss the recent online convention and the way forward for the event. Go to icqpodcast.com and find episode 364. The RSGB section starts just 1 hour and 29 minutes into the podcast. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park has announced its opening times for Christmas and the New Year. The NRC will be closed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day and the New Year's Day. On New Year's Eve, the centre will close at 2pm. Go to nationalradiocentre.com for useful info to help you plan your visit. It's not too late to support December Yota Month 2021. We need your help to get youngsters on the air and interested in radio communications. We've been granted the call sign GB21 Yota for allocation to youngsters to operate throughout December. To see what operating slots are available, please look up GB21 Yota on qrz.com, and you can register your interest by emailing yota.month@rsgb.org.uk. You must be a full licence holder or have a full licence holder willing to supervise the activity. Recently in the media spotlight was Dave Rowntree, M0IEG. Apart from being a radio amateur and a county councillor in Norfolk, Dave is the drummer for the rock band Blur and has recently signed a solo contract with record company Cooking Vinyl. The story in Music Week quotes Dave describing how he enjoyed tuning around the spectrum in his youth, and you can read more of the report at tinyurl.com/gb2rs2811a. The German National Amateur Radio Society, DARC, has studied the recent flooding disasters in North Rhine-Westphalia and Rhineland-Palatine and will use the information to help develop future plans. The DARC Department for Emergency and Disaster Radio aims to be able to support the population and independent helpers on site in times of prolonged communications failure. The aim is to build up a pool of material and helpers who can then set up and operate a temporary network with access to the internet, for example. The full report in German is on the DARC website. The RSGB understands that its sister society in Norway, the NRRL, is working to establish a beginner's licence in that country, which presently has only one licence class, hoping to target those as young as 12 or 13. The licence is proposed to permit 10 watts and encourage newcomers to build their own equipment. Now for details of rallies and events, as previously announced, the Bishop Auckland RAC rally, which was planned for today, is to be cancelled. Now, as the Now is the perfect time to let us know your group's rally or event plans for 2022. Email radcom@rsgb.org.uk with details and we'll publicise your event for free. Now the DX News, Take JI3 DST is operating from Shodo Island, IOTA reference AS200, as JI3 DST stroke 5, JR8YLY stroke 5 and JR8YLY stroke P until the 2nd of December. QSL via club log, OQRS and LOTW. Leicester W8YCM is in Jamaica, NA097, until January next year and will be on the air as 6Y6Y. QSL via W8YCM. Peter HB9DVG is on the air as A52CC from Froderang in Bhutan until the 21st of December. Activities in his spare time on the HF bands using SSB and FT8, QSL via N4GNR. Brian ND3F is active as C6AQQ on the HF bands until the 7th of December from New Providence Island, which is NA001, QSL via EA5GL. Elvira IV3FSG is on the air as C92R from Mozambique until the 30th of November. Activities in her spare time on the HF bands using SSB and digital, QSL via IK2DUW. Bob WX4G is active as V4 stroke call sign from Calypso Island on St. Kitts, IOTA NA104 until the 2nd of December. Find him anywhere from 160 to 6 metres, including 60 metres, using CWSSP, FT8 and FT4, QSL via LOTW. Tom TL7BO and Tom DJ6TF will be on the air as Zulu 2 Oscar and Z21A, respectively, from Harare in Zimbabwe from the 2nd to the 15th of December. CW, SSB, FT8 and FT4 will be used 160 to 10 metres, QSL both via DJ6TF. Now for special event news. Throughout December, Crocodile Rock Amateur Radio Group will operate special event station GB1002ZE and special event station GB2ZE. Activities will be from near Androsen in Scotland, marking the first amateur transatlantic communication a century ago. Special event station 8H13H, 8H13U, 8H13T, 8G13T and 8G13A, 8G13N, 8G13G, 8G13S, 8G13E and 8G13L, well that's a good number, will be on the air until the 12th of December, commemorating the 13th anniversary of South Tangerang City in Indonesia. Activity will be 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metres using SSB and FT8 QSL operators, QSL operators instructions. Friday the 3rd of December is the United Nations International Day of Persons with Disabilities, or IDPD. GB1 NHS will be on the air. In the UK and many other countries will see special event stations marking the day. Members of the Tanzania Amateur Radio Club will be active on the 3rd from Dar es Salaam as 5H3ARC. They'll be operating 2015 10 metres and possibly another band. Other bands, QSL via 5H3ARC. In Bosnia and Herzegovina, Radio Club Tuzla will be active as EZ1AVW on 14 megs SSB from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the 3rd. Those on the air will include a group of blind and otherwise disabled amateurs in Switzerland. HB91PHA will be on the air from 0900 to 1600 UTC on the 3rd from Restaurant Pfaffboden, Valkville, located JN47GC. Their activities will be on 40 to 10 metres. Now for contest news. When operating in contest, please keep yourself and your fellows safe by following the relevant government recommendations. The CQ Worldwide DXCW contest concludes its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC tonight, Sunday. Using CW-only 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and CQ zone, which for us in the UK is 14. On Monday, the FT4 series number 9 takes place on the 80-metre bands from 2000 to 2130 UTC, the exchange's signal report plus locator. The 144 megs FT8 activity contest takes place on Wednesday from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 only, on the 2-metre bands, the exchange's signal report and locator. Wednesday sees the start of the UK 6-metre group winter marathon. It's not a contest, it's an invitation to work as many people as possible on the 50 megs band using any mode. The exchange's signal report plus locator. The event ends on the 31st of January next year. The ARRL 160-metre contest, CW contest, begins 2200 UTC on Friday the 3rd, continues until Sunday at 1600 UTC, CW only of course, on the 160-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. W and VE stations also send their ARRL or RAC section information. During the contest, the RSGB will activate special event 1920s vintage call signs to commemorate the transatlantic tests. Sunday the 5th sees the 144 megs AFS contest running from 1000 to 1600 UTC, all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, "We had yet another week with low solar activity. The solar flux index started the week at 79 and by Thursday it only climbed to 83. Ideally, we wanted the SFI to be above 100 to guarantee good 10-metre openings. Geomagnetically, the sun has been quiet with a maximum KP index of 3. On Thursday, it was at 1.4 most of the day. PropQuest says that the MUF over a 3,000-kilometre path has exceeded 28 megs at times, but was stuck below 24.9 megs on Thursday. As a result, 10 metres sounded very quiet indeed. This weekend is the CQ Worldwide CW contest, which is bound to generate some interest across the bands. Do take a look, particularly on 21 and 28 megs, where we expect some good DX at times, albeit somewhat fleetingly. NOAA has the SFI pegged between 82 and 85 next week as well. There are signs of a possible new sunspot building on the Stereo Ahead spacecraft imagery, but we have to wait and see. The KP index may rise to 3 this weekend, but next week looks quite settled, with a KP index of 2 forecast. There are coronal holes on the solar surface, but these are relatively small at the time of writing and look non-threatening. As always, things can change very quickly, so don't take our word for it. Keep an eye on solarham.com for updates and propquest.co.uk for near real-time critical frequency figures. Now for VHF and up, the current unsettled spell of weather has curtailed any thoughts of tropo for the period, which includes all of the coming week. This leaves rain scatter to discuss, and these heavy showers with some wintry and hail or even thunder may prove useful for the gigahertz bands. It's usually the case that showers can be quite vigorous early in the winter season, gaining their energy from the still relatively warm seas. This means that rain scatter paths will often involve showers running south or southeast over the North Sea or Irish Sea, which online weather radars or lightning displays can locate easily. Other modes are available, of course, such as Meteor Scatter or Aurora, and it's well worth finding a good activity logging website that displays these exotic paths to be there when the propagation is present. Most of the November meteor showers are past their peak, with the exception of the small November Orionids, active from the 13th of November to the 6th of December and peaking on the 28th of this month. The Big Geminids meteor shower with it nearly beaten by the clock. The Big Geminids meteor shower with a ZHR of 120 plus is getting closer. It usually starts to build from the beginning of December, so watch out for improving meteor scatter conditions. Remember that the period around dawn is the best for random, that is non-shower, meteor scatter conditions. for EME enthusiasts, moon declination is still positive until Tuesday and reaches perigee on Saturday. Expect shortening moon windows and lower peak elevations, but decreasing path losses as the week progresses. Next Saturday morning, the moon and sun are close in the sky, so expect a high sky temperature due to sun noise, with levels reaching over 3,000 Kelvin at 144 megs on Sunday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.